Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Carbon County Sheriff FYI. Got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm happy to be here.
Good. Well, I'm glad to have you here. It's an exciting time of year. Starting to get a little chilly out there in the mornings and in the evenings. I hope that it holds out for at least another, week and a half for Halloween?
It would be nice, but my trick knee says it's going to be cold for Halloween.
Dang it, that knee of yours.
It's a trick knee.
Well, with Halloween, there are a lot of safety tips. I mean, as a parent, if you've got a child young enough that they're still going trick-or-treating with you, you can kind of determine where you go, what you do. But when they get a little bit older, they want to do it on their own.
They do. And, you know, that's the common sense. That's what I always say. Go with the rule of common sense. Make sure that you have boundaries for your kids and they stay in the areas they're supposed to be in. And, you know, even though the kids are older and you don't have to be with them, it's okay to check on them during Halloween.
Right.
So, you know, you can kind of, if you figure they're halfway through their route, maybe drive over there and make sure they're halfway through their route.
Absolutely. So, really great tips to kind of remember as we're going into Halloween. Costume, I mean, there are so many things that when it comes to the costume that as a parent you need to think of.
You know, and they're little things. The masks. Masks are cool and all, but the kids really can't breathe that well in the mask, and it really hinders their view. So I would go with painting the face painting. And, you know, it's kind of cool for the kids. They like that. That's a safer way to go. Make sure that their costumes, if they're long flowing costumes, that you kind of trim them up a little bit so they're not a tripping hazard. They're going up and down steps all night long, and you don't want them to trip, and as well as their shoes. Make sure they're wearing sensible, comfortable shoes that are easy to walk in, because they're going to walk a long ways, and that their shoes are tied. Double knot their shoes if you have to, so that their shoes stay tied. But that's a good thing as well. And then reflective clothing or glow sticks and lights on the kids as well.
Absolutely. Especially, I mean, when you have younger kids, you try to get out a little bit earlier so that it's not really dark when you're trick-or-treating. But it does get dark quicker this time of year, so you need to make sure that not only you can see your child, but people that are driving see your child.
People can see, and I'm expecting around 7 o'clock. It'll probably be fairly dark by 7 o'clock this year. And Halloween's on a Monday, so I'm thinking everybody will be early. Last year, the areas that seemed to be the most popular were the Westwood area and, you know, North Price, the Coves, and Castle Heights, and then down by the old Kmart down in that area seem to be the busiest areas. And I would just say, if it's cold out, people are going to be in their cars, and you know how they do. They'll kind of follow along with their cars so the kids can get in and out of the cars. And you know, make sure you're watching for the kids, because the kids are not going to be watching for you. They might hear of the house across the street that has full-size candy bars and dart across there to go get one. At any given moment. So, you know, just be careful with that. The sheriff's office will be out again this year on the rhinos. I think we're going to have 4 teams plus myself, so 5 different rhinos out in those areas. So look for us. We'll be out there, and we'll have candy for the kids, and absolutely want to intermingle with the community. So
absolutely. And, you know, it's really good to note when it is starting to get dark. I mean, we always get those little flashing lights. I mean, they're cute. There's some pumpkins. There's all sorts of different things. So make sure that you can see your child. And really good to know for kids, no need to go inside anyone's house.
Never. Yeah, you should never go in their home. Just they'll meet you and greet you on the porch. So those people that want you to come in their house, I don't trust. So I would steer clear of that. And you know what? One thing I like for my little kids, my little grandkids are going to go out this year, and I'll probably spend a little time with them as well, but it's just a little glow stick. Glow sticks are cool. The kids love them. And, man, they sure show well.
Right. So. My Halloween trick-or-treating hack, yeah, those are the busy areas, but you hit the non-busy areas, they definitely give out the bigger bars.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they do. And, you know, I think every neighborhood's prepared.
So. Oh, they better be. It's coming. So, again, Halloween coming up on Monday this year, like Sheriff mentioned. It is a school night, so chances are you can expect trick-or-treaters to come a little bit earlier than normal. So, yeah, it's coming up right around the corner. Watch for kids in the street. If you're driving, make sure that you're checking up on your kids. Make sure their costumes are definitely safe, where they're not going to trip, they're not going to get caught on anything, and they can see without a mask.
You know, and our older kids that are out on Halloween, I want them to have a good time, but let's not let the shenanigans go too far, so to speak. Make sure that no property gets damaged or anything like that.
Well, that has been another update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Thanks so much for coming by.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.